Oh, excellent.
Sir?
Nothing. Come along, Watson.
Thank you, Constable.
Sir?
Holmes? Sorry. Yeah. What is it? Have you found something?
Yes, exactly what I was expecting to find.
Ah, footprints.
Watson.
Yes?
This may not be pleasant. Are you sure your nerves can take it?
I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Good man.
Ah, Gregson.
Mr. Holmes, it's kind of you to come.
Inspector Tobias Gregson, Dr. John Watson.
Good day, Doctor.
Inspector.
I'll be glad of an expert medical opinion. Oh, come in, gentlemen. I've left everything untouched.
Except that.
Mr. Holmes?
The pathway man. I have a herd of buffaloes had passed along it. There couldn't be a greater mess.
I've had so much to do inside the house. I had relied on Mr. Lestrade to look after the path.
Of course. Did you come here in a cab, Gregson?
No, sir.
Nor Lestrade?
No, sir.
Ah. Then let us go and look at this unfortunate individual.
Have you found out who the poor fellow was yet, Inspector?
Yes, we have, Doctor. He was an American, seemingly. Name of
Drebber. Enoch J. Drebber.
Thank you, Mr. Lestrade.
Mr. Gregson. Good morning, Mr. Holmes.
Lestrade.
I didn't expect to see you here, Doctor.
Good morning, Inspector.
Well, I suppose there's no harm. It's this room, gentlemen, but before you go in, perhaps I should warn you. It's not exactly pretty.
Yes, yes, Lestrade. Good God. Fascinating.
This case will make a stir, mark my words. It beats anything I've seen. And I'm no chicken.
I agree with Lestrade. This is a nasty business.
Come, Doctor. To work. You're quite sure there's no wound?
Positive.
And yet there's blood everywhere. It reminds me of the death of Van Janssen in Utrecht in the year 34. Remember the case, Gregson?
No, sir.
Read it up. You really should. There's nothing new under the sun.
What do you think, Mr. Rose?
Don't really restrain. I just walked from the door. Doctor.
Yes?
I wonder if you'd oblige me by taking a few notes.
Notes?
It would be of enormous assistance. And I'd be glad to. Use my notepad. You have a pencil?
Yes.
Excellent. Gregson, with your permission, I shall examine the body.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Lestrade.
Mr. Holmes.
Be so good as to hold my hat. Now, let's see. Yes, yes, yes. Now, this is the body of a man about 43 or 44 years of age. Middle size. Broad-shouldered. Well-dressed. Immaculate collar and cuffs. patent leather boots. Size 10. A top hat on the floor beside him. Body curiously twisted. Hands clenched. Legs interlocked. Watson.
Yes, Holmes.
Smell his lips.
Good Lord.
Quite so. Thank you, Doctor.
He's not been moved at all.
No more than we had to examine him properly.
Of course, Lestrade. Give me a hand to turn him over.
Right.
A ring. I was caught up in the folds of his jacket.
Got it. This is a woman's wedding ring. There's been a woman here.
Oh, this complicates matters. Heaven knows they were complicated enough before.
You're sure it doesn't simplify them? But there's nothing to be learned by staring at it. What did you find in his pocket?
We have it all here.
More notes, if you please, Doctor. Gold watch, gold ring, gold pin with rubies. Whatever the motive was, it certainly wasn't robbery. Yes. Russian leather card case.
With visiting cards of Enoch J. Drebber of Cleveland, USA.
And two letters, one addressed to E.J. Drebber, and the other two,
Joseph Stangerson.
At what address, Lestrade?
American Exchange, the Strand. Be called for.
Have you made any inquiries as to this